Welcome to Brushstrokes of Being podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and have conversations with people in the arts. I am Karin Merix, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, cultural philosopher, teacher, and mentor. Welcome back to Brushstrokes of Being episode 115, Notes on a Painting, Mahalia, Rising Star. There is something I've been thinking about deeply this year, especially after reading our Brain on Art. We talk a lot about how important art is for our brains, our well-being, and even our health. And that part is genuine. Art does shape us neurologically, emotionally, and socially. But something in the way this conversation is framed unsettles me. Because somewhere along the way, we began to claim that everyone can be an artist, as if art were something that happens on a whim, as if mastery were optional, as if discipline were somehow elitist. And in doing so, we have de-emphasized skill, training, and cultural responsibility quietly. As Ian McGilchrist so precisely warns, when we treat art as something instantly producible, we erode the very conditions that allow culture to exist. And perhaps even more troubling, we erode our capacity for attention. Today, art is increasingly mediated through phones, projections, apps, and AI-generated spectacles. Paintings are enlarged onto ceilings and walls, animated, looped, made immersive, as if we are no longer capable of standing still in front of a single work, letting our eyes adjust, letting meaning unfold slowly. We have become overstimulated and undernourished at the same time. That said, being an artist is not the same as using art therapeutically. The latter has value, but it does not in itself constitute artistry. And that context matters profoundly when I speak about Mahalia, Rising Star. Because this painting is not only about the beauty of Mahalia's voice, though it is extraordinary, but about the reclamation of voice, presence, and subjecthood in a world that has repeatedly tried to flatten, categorize, and diminish. Whilst working on this painting, I kept returning to Fanny Eaton. Fanny Eaton, a Jamaican woman, appeared in multiple pre-Raphaelite works in Victorian Britain. Her presence was unusual and in some ways radical. She was celebrated for her beauty, yes, but always within a complex and uncomfortable framework. Victorian society was deeply imperial, deeply racist. Black women in art were rarely treated as full subjects. They were often positioned as picturesque elements, compositional devices, visual contrast, exotic additions rather than autonomous beings. Critics at the time openly discussed black figures as color, texture, and atmosphere, not as voice, not as intellect, not even as an agency. Fanny Eaton's portrayal sits precisely in that tension between visibility and objectification, between admiration and erasure. And that tension has never entirely disappeared. Mahalia is a British black vocalist, and in my series, Exceptional Female Musicians, she stands out at the center. A dear friend requested this painting, and as often happens, when I begin a work, I receive what I can only describe as instructions, not intellectually, viscerally. How to place the figure, how to paint, and how the painting wants to exist. I should say this clearly, I'm not a devoted admirer of the pre-Raphaelites. Women in those paintings are often passive bodies, draped in symbolism, suspended in meaning that belongs first to the painter, then to the viewer. Their inner life is secondary, their agency is limited. Their power was implied, but rarely enacted. And yet, whilst preparing the canvas, working from a video of Mahalia, I noticed a microsecond, a decisive moment, one of those moments musicians know intimately when everything aligns, breath, tone, intention, presence. And in that instant, I knew. She had to be positioned within a pre-Raphaelite setting. But there was a warning. If I wanted her to appear powerful, truly powerful, then the painting could not replicate the historical gaze. It had to confront it. And this was not about nostalgia. It was about interruption. To place a black woman, a master musician, at the center of a visual language that once marginalized her predecessors is not neutral. It is confrontational. It asks the viewer to reconcile beauty with discomfort, elegance with history, and mastery with exclusion. Mahalia's voice is not simply beautiful. It is disciplined, trained, earned. And that matters. Because in a time when AI can generate images instantly and apps promise creativity without effort, we must ask, what happens to respect? What happens to depth? What happens to cultural memory? When art is reduced to experience rather than encounter, we lose something essential. Mastery is not accidental. It is not democratic in the sense of effortlessness. It requires devotion, time, and sacrifice. And to acknowledge mastery is not to exclude, it's to honor the human capacity for becoming. The same forces that flatten art also flatten people. The same logic that says everyone is an artist often ends up saying nothing is truly art. And historically, that flattening has never been neutral. It has always fallen harder on those who already had to fight to be seen. So when viewers stand before Mahalia, rising star, they are not just seeing a portrait. They are being asked to stay, to look without mediation, to sit with history, to resist the impulse to scroll past complexity. This painting refuses the binary of we and them. It refuses the quiet, persistent lie that whiteness equals superiority, neutrality, universality, while others are marked, aestheticized, or categorized. Mahalia stands as the subject, not symbol, not ornament, not immersive content. And perhaps that is what art must do now. Not entertain us into distraction, but restore our capacity for presence. Because true art, like true music, does not shout. It does not rush. It does not ask for permission. It waits. And it trusts that those willing to meet it halfway still exist. So I'll end here, deliberately, not with spectacle, not with immersion, and not with the illusion that art must constantly expand to justify itself. Mahalia, rising star, stands as a reminder that depth still matters, that mastery still matters, and that presence is a discipline we can choose to reclaim. If we are willing to slow down, to look without mediation, and to listen without distraction, then art can still do what it has always done at its best. Restore dignity, challenge inherited hierarchies, and remind us that becoming fully human is neither instant nor effortless, but always worth the work. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.